This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump contradicts his own White House on an immigration proposal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
They want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Critics said the plan was an effort to use migrants as pawns to target political opponents, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted it.
Disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service. That's the next generation of mobile networks. President Trump showcased that announcement Friday, declaring that the race to stand up to faster, more powerful networks.
It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It will make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive, and American health care better and more accessible. Basically, it covers almost everything when you get right down to it. Pretty amazing.
Mr. Trump also announced a $20 billion plan to expand broadband access to rural areas. With a Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reaffirming his commitment to buy Russian missiles in the face of renewed warnings from NATO ally the United States about sanctions, Ankara and Washington remain on a collision course. Analysts warn that with a July date looming for Ankara to take delivery of the missiles, time is running out to avert a rupture in bilateral ties. Washington claims the S-400 missiles will compromise U.S.-made military defense systems used by Turkey, in particular the F-35 fighter jet. This is VOA News. The leader of the junta that ousted Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir resigned Friday. This is a day after announcing the military takeover. The major general, who was linked to the ethnic genocide in Darfur, said he was leaving to preserve the unity of the country's armed forces. He then appointed General Abdel Fattah Burhan as his successor. Large protests continued in Sudan's capital and other cities Friday, as demonstrators rejected plans for a military-led council to run the government for up to 2 years. Also Friday, an army general said that military authorities will not extradite al-Bashir, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court to face charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged the people of South America to resist offers of investment and aid from China and Russia, saying the United States is better friends and investment partners to its regional neighbors. Speaking in Santiago, Chile, Pompeo warned that Chinese and Russian investments bring corrosion and corruption to the country.
The problem, though, is when China does business in places like Latin America, it often injects corrosive capital into the economic bloodstream, giving life to corruption and eroding good governance.
In contrast, Pompeo said that the United States is establishing fair trade agreements with South American nations, facilitating regional cooperation, and supporting Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is fighting for control of the nation. The United Nations Refugee Agency said 1,500 people are trapped in detention centers because of the Libyan conflict. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi said in a statement Friday that the risk to their lives grows by the hour. They must be urgently brought to safety. Simply put, this is a matter of life or death. Stephane Dujarric is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
Health partners have verified 17 civilian casualties so far, with 7 fatalities, including 3 medical staff. At least 5 ambulances have been hit since the onset of the conflict.
And fighting continued Friday in the streets of Libya's capital, Tripoli. Reuters news agency reported that more than 1,000 people gathered in central Tripoli to demand that Khalifa Haftar stop the advance of his Libyan National Army on the city. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he will give the U.S. until the end of the year to make a courageous decision on stalled nuclear talks, warning of very bleak and very dangerous consequences if Washington does not change its approach. The talks have been stalled since the February Trump-Kim summit in Hanoi ended in no deal. North Korean officials have since threatened to pull out of talks and restart nuclear and missile tests. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.